State and local officials were at Rutland Regional Medical Center Monday to celebrate the groundbreaking of a new $23.9 million medical office building. The new construction is coming at a time when many hospitals in the state are struggling financially. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, Rutland Hospital officials acknowledge they are taking a calculated risk.
According to 2018 financial reports, more than half of Vermont's hospitals lost money last year. Springfield and Gifford are in especially tough shape. Rutland Regional Medical Center, however, is one of six Vermont hospitals that has stayed in the black. But its margin, the gap between revenues and operating expenses, continues to shrink. Between 2017 and 2018, Rutland Regional's margin went from more than $7 million down to $1.3 million. Despite that, the hospital is moving forward with a construction project that's been years in the making, a new 37,000-square-foot, two-story office building that will house the orthopedic, audiology, physiatry, and ear, nose, and throat departments.
The thing that we have to look at is, what if we don't build that building?
Claudio Fort, RRMC's president and CEO, says not building the project would have hurt the hospital's ability to attract qualified surgeons and specialists and not addressed growing demand, especially in a county like Rutland's, which skews older.
Anyone you know who has had bad hips or a knee problem, if they don't get these services and we don't have access for these services here, they're going to go to Massachusetts or New York or New Hampshire to get those services, and that will just exacerbate some of the financial challenges we see.
Fort says the hospital is borrowing money to pay for the new building, which is scheduled to be completed in June of 2020. Rutland Regional is the largest employer in the county. 1,700 people work there, and local officials are thrilled to see this project underway. Fort is just finishing his first year as CEO. Before coming to Rutland, he led North Country Hospital in Newport for 10 years. He says it's a tough time for rural hospitals. While revenues have increased, he says labor and pharmaceutical costs have gone up even faster. Drug prices, especially for diabetes medications and chemotherapy for cancer patients, have risen dramatically. In Rutland, as in many rural areas, Fort says finding enough doctors and nurses is also an ongoing problem, and demand is pushing up their salaries. Right now, he says 15% of doctors in Rutland Regional are temporary hires, which are often costlier.
Last year, we were up to about 55 temporary staff nurses for this hospital. It was the highest we had ever been. Over the past several months, we've gotten it down to about 15 or 16, but that's starting to creep back up again.
Fort says they've developed a strong partnership with Castleton University for new nurses. He says the school also provides further training for existing nurses to help retain staff. But Fort says the nursing shortage is a problem. Meanwhile, hospitals like Rutland's are trying to deal with all of this amidst a major transformation in how medical care is paid for. The old fee-for-service model is giving way to a more comprehensive payment based on patient outcomes. The Green Mountain Care Board dictates how much hospital budgets in the state can grow each year, and it issued a certificate of need for the Rutland expansion. Kevin Mullen, the board's chairman, was in Rutland for Monday's groundbreaking. He says RRMC is in a good position financially, but it hasn't escaped the problems plaguing every other hospital in Vermont.
But Rutland isn't immune from the problem. Rutland's expenses have been growing faster than their revenues, just like most other hospitals in the state. So I think that when we issued the CON for this project, we were really looking at the efficiencies that it could bring by bringing things off-site onto the campus and trying to make Rutland Regional a more efficient operation than it already is.
The good news, he says, is Rutland Hospital is still operating in a positive margin. He says it's incumbent on the hospital's board members to ensure that continues by addressing the rise in operating expenses. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.